Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dhadi Gopi Jana Balabha Giridhara Dhadi Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Braja Jana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Jamuna Hiravana Chadi Jamuna Hiravana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Kamba Kunja Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Madhava Gopi Jana Balabha Giridhara Dhadi Gopi Jana Balabha Giridhara Dhadi Gopi Jana Balabha Giridhara Dhadi Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Yamuna Hiravana Chadi Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Jaya Vishnupadpada Charaja Astatara Satasi Sri Madhya's Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Gaur Premananda In honor of the disappearance day of our founder Acharya, I thought I would read one verse from the Bhagavatam. This morning session we read from Lilamrita, the final lesson, and in that final lesson section, reference was made to this Srimad Bhagavatam verse. It's a celebrated verse in honor of our founder Acharya. This is Canto 10, Chapter 2, the prayers of the demigods to Krishna. And the prayer has two parts. It's honoring Krishna's position as the Vancha Kalpataru, a desire tree that fulfills the desires of the devotees. Krishna's fulfilling the desires of the devotees in particular, because the devotees are very dear. Janmashtami, and I've had this little exchange about the mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits in reciprocation with the eligible devotee, but because Krishna is the Kalpataru, he's a desire tree, he likes to fulfill the desire of his devotee. And the verse reads, when acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet, in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your devotees, you accept this method to help them. Now, who is the them? To help the persons who didn't cross yet to cross. So it's the commentary, Prabhupada's commentary, purport, is describing the efforts. He hasn't put it in the first person, but his Bhaktivedanta purports. And the translation. So, assiduously, with great effort, Prabhupada made many, 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 many sacrifices in order to give to the world an opportunity to go beyond the world, go beyond the cycle of birth and death. Just a short while ago, this afternoon, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada had prepared a manuscript for Bhagavad Gita to be published here in America. He published Canto 1 before coming to America, Canto 1 Srimad Bhagavatam, and he had with him a manuscript with the intention of publishing Bhagavad Gita when he got here. And the manuscript was stolen along with his typewriter. So then he had to prepare another manuscript. So there's a recording of the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, February 19, 1966 is the date that it was being recorded. And from that recording came the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada speaks in the introduction this same message, what he was doing through the recording, making available the boat to cross over the ocean of material existence. It's very wonderful. It's mystical. You're on this side of the ocean, and you cross the ocean in a boat, and when you get to the other shore, mystically, there's a boat on this shore for people that want to cross over the ocean of material existence. Well, that boat by which a person crosses the ocean of material existence can be left behind in the form of literature. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. So for their presence, Srila Prabhupada wanted to make his presence and the lotus feet of Krishna's presence available through the Bhaktivedanta purports. Therefore, so much emphasis was given during his lifetime and subsequently as well, when things are in proper order, emphasis on his book distribution, the dissemination of the Bhaktivedanta purports. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most munificent of all incarnations of the personality of Godhead. And he only personally wrote 8 verses. And the volumes and volumes and volumes of Prabhupada's writings is amazing. But those volumes and volumes, they're simply following those who, in disciplic succession from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took his teachings, which were then empowered to others to do the writing. That was his method. Rupa and Sanatan and others to do the writing to expand his teachings. Because it's through these teachings that one can get the means to cross the ocean of material existence. One can get light in the place of darkness through the boat of transcendental knowledge. And the boat of transcendental knowledge is not gyan. The boat of transcendental knowledge is bhakti. And within bhakti, there's gyan and vairagya. Just like this nice verse that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote to describe Lord Chaitanya. Vairagya vidya, nija bhakti yoga. Within the life of devotion, bhakti yoga that Lord Chaitanya taught, there is appropriate emphasis on vairagya and vidya, but not vairagya alone and vidya alone. Their limbs, or their part and parcel of the body of bhakti. And bhakti has inherent within it knowledge and detachment. Shishi Kishore Kishori Kitai. So Srila Prabhupada knew, because he had also received from Bhaktisiddhanta transcendental knowledge. So he knew the value that he had received from transcendental knowledge, from receiving that from Bhaktisiddhanta. And he knew, following the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta, that the dissemination of this knowledge can completely transform this age of Kali. One of the early styles of Srila Prabhupada's writing, maybe some of you have read some of the Back to Godhead issues and in the early days, he would take modern events and show the peril of the modern way of life, finding happiness, searching for happiness where there's no happiness, and instead getting misery. An example after example. And then turn to the lotus feet of Krishna. He had great faith in this process of turning one's attention to the lotus feet of Krishna through hearing the name, fame, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, that's what he brought with him in his journey to the West. Srimad Bhagavatam and his Bhagavad Gita manuscript and his pair of kartals, the chanting of the holy name, to transform the inauspicious place into a place of auspiciousness. And because his faith was so strong, combination of his pure consciousness and that sound vibration transformed the world. This is the, just a little, I think I was thinking to share something that I heard from Jamuna, Mother Jamuna, Jamuna Dasi. By Krishna's arrangement, I only knew of her until last few years of her life. And in those last few years of her life, there was opportunities three or four times to be able to have conversation with her. And at least three of those four times, she outlined from at least from her experience life with Srila Prabhupada. And she had capsulized it or categorized it into the early days, the World Sankirtan Mission, and the final days. And the early days was Srila Prabhupada being the mother and the father and the friend and the well-wisher, and so intimately woven into the hearts, into the lives, into the fabric of those who were attracted to him. He gave himself absolutely to them in every possible way. And one can only imagine what that felt like. And the sense of commitment and obligation to assist him in whatever way was possible in his mission. And the biographies by his followers point to that. Then there was a period of history. It was early, starting in 1970, early 70s, mid 70s, late 70s, mid to late 70s, where he had this wish to take from his European American followers the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world. So he titled it the World Sankirtan Party. And the first target in the world was to go back to India. And the arrangement was each center that was just formulating and, you know, getting things together were instructed to send one of their most qualified persons to join the World Sankirtan Party. I was a little guy at that time, so I didn't have that direct experience. I was here in America. But those that went, then there was this, it was a world mission. They were from different parts of the world, but taking part in a world mission that was Prabhupada's mission, that was Bhaktisiddhanta's mission, Bhaktivinoda's mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And that sense of feeling connected and being with Prabhupada going all over the place, at least in that period of time in India. And he saw the plan expanding. And then, of course, the Hare Krishna movement expanded exponentially all over the world, in remote places as well, led by our founder Acharya, who was very happy to go to remote places, Iran and Russia. You know, during those periods of time, it was dangerous, and he was fearless, and so expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world, Africa, anywhere, South America, all over, again and again and again. And then the final days, this is Jamuna's depiction, these Prabhupada's life had these, in her perspective, these different compartments. But throughout, just as we were reading this morning, he was actively engaged in giving lessons. And he was actively engaged in giving lessons to those who were around him, and he was actively giving lessons to the world. His Bhaktivedanta purports of the final chapter of Canto 10, Srimad Bhagavatam, they're so lucid and so transcendentally clear, without what was he was accustomed to in his healthy period, of having in front of him the commentary of our acharyas. And through taking shelter of the commentary of our acharyas, providing us in contemporary language so that we could understand the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. But without that assistance, the lucid, strong, detailed commentary is so amazing. Not only must his body been in great pain, given the circumstance that his body was passing through, but skin and bones, but clarity of Krishna consciousness. I mean, the picture, this is the departure, honoring the disappearance of our founder Acharya. The departure, the parting period of time, there are videos taken of Prabhupada's body in that condition. He could barely whisper. Yet he was giving the boat to cross the ocean of material existence up to the last breath. He was engaging with those around him, we read this morning, in such a way that he was pulling, strengthening, enhancing, enriching their love for him, which resulted in love for Krishna and dedication to Krishna's service, because at the feet of Krishna are his pure devotees. And you go to the pure devotee, and you're at Krishna's feet, and if you're at Krishna's feet, you have everything. There's nothing remaining to be wanted. This we read this morning. Having no want in this world, the only want for the pure devotee is the want to be in their relationship with Krishna. That's where Srila Prabhupada was, and that's the happiness that Prabhupada wanted for the world. The negative is repeatedly he would speak of the unnecessary suffering in this world. How much suffering is there in this world? Not just terrorism and out of control use of guns and so many things. Just the embodiment of passing through from birth to death in this world, that there's misery, dukkha, and how to go beyond, how to go on the other side of that dukkha. A great soul wants that people be able to go beyond that suffering. It's just unnecessary. But how to do that? Especially when the modes of nature are so strong and have such a grip on the conditioned souls who have turned their attention away from Krishna and are trying to find happiness where there's no happiness. And it ends up in misery of all varieties of descriptions. So wishing for living entities to be freed from that unnecessary suffering. There's a very specific quote, the compassion of our founder Acharya, where he said, "When I see the suffering of the conditioned souls, it makes me cry." And then he repeated, "I actually cry." Now these are living entities that he doesn't even know. The world is filled with living entities, and those living entities are, without exception, they're suffering. And that suffering makes the pure, it's the same as makes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wish their deliverance. But so there has to be a means for that deliverance. So within the heart of the pure devotee, the means for the deliverance is inspired. The pure devotee desires to provide that means for deliverance. Krishna likes, he's the kalpataru, he's the desire tree that likes to fulfill the desire of his devotee. And so he makes that means to cross the ocean of material existence effective. It's just a loving reciprocation. And to be caught up in that network of loving reciprocation is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And that Sankirtan movement is meant to go all over the world. And the Sankirtan movement is meant to enter our hearts. And as it enters our hearts, then purity comes. Say it the other way. If it doesn't enter our hearts, purity won't come. Say it positively. When it enters our hearts, purity will come. And when that purity comes, then the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes effective. Our founder, Acharya, gave us a pablumized form of the very, very refined, elevated teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam and articulated by our acharyas. There was some discussion in our morning classes here about sustaining the harmonizing principle or the unity principle that Srila Prabhupada was able to accomplish during his physical presence. In his physical absence, what is that unifying force? And the answer is his teachings. That's what he gave to cross the ocean of material existence. A little sharing of just amplifying the message of to sustain the Hare Krishna movement, we've experienced ISKCON 50. To experience ISKCON 100, a number of us won't be around, we'll be somewhere else. Serving Krishna some other way. But those of you that are a little younger, if you wish to see the Hare Krishna movement experience its 100th anniversary, there's one most important thing that must be there. Without it, you could say it negatively. If there's one thing that you can do to make sure that there won't be ISKCON 100, is don't read Prabhupada's books. That's putting it negatively. And because everything is there. Everything needed to cross the ocean of material existence and everything to sustain that instrument that Prabhupada provided, the ISKCON organization, through supported by and sustained by his teachings. I'll end with this, just some appreciation of the service that Keshava Bharati Maharaj is doing. Some of you may know, for some years he was residing, his main service was at Govardhan. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj combined together to establish a little place right by the side of Govardhan Hill, where our leading, their intention was a place where our leading devotees who travel around the world and make their sacrifices to give Krishna consciousness to the world, they can come together at the feet of Govardhan Hill and take one another's association and take strength from one another, hearing and chanting in Vrindavan. So they established a place, and Keshava Bharati had committed to stay and help maintain that place and provide association for sannyasis and our leading preachers to come and stay. And during that period of time, he was doing some editing work on some very elevated works, Gopi Puranadanda's work and Shivaram Swami's work and other things. So I'm going to just end with this. So currently, he is not maintaining that service anymore. He's dedicated to reading Prabhupada's books and recording Prabhupada's books in a little professional recording studio right next to the Sannyas Ashram in Houston, where it's the audio authorized by or commissioned by or whatever, BBT, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada's writings in an audio recording form. Without the details, because I visit Houston, we have conversation each time I go, and his eyes get really big when he says, I don't read anything anymore other than Prabhupada's books because everything is there in Prabhupada's books. I have faith. And when he speaks this, it's the purity, the purification that has come from simply immersion in Prabhupada's books. He gave a description like 8 hours a day, doing different things. He's reading Prabhupada's books. He didn't give classes. He just reads Prabhupada's books. Not even so much discussion, just reading Prabhupada's books with great faith. That's the boat by which one can cross the ocean of material existence. And taking people with him to cross the ocean of material existence on the strength of the Bhaktivedanta purports. That's the message of this canto. You can look it up later if you like. Nice purport. 10.2.31. Bhagavatam. So we should end because it's time for Pushpanjali. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So we're going to perform the Pushpanjali ceremony for Srila Prabhupada. So we can all stand closer to the picture, and we invite His Holiness Ramapad Swami to recite the prayers.
Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Miritam Dhyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Arjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vikangscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutare Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhandavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhyaya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvanta Haline Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambarasam Bodhe Padam Bhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupa Nugavarayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumishtvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhama Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam
E Krishna Karana
Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jayatam Saratau Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarva Svapadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohanao Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Dramadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Shriman Rasa Rasa Rambhi Vangshi Vata Tata Stataha Karshan Venuswanayar Gopir Gopinata Shriyestunaha Taptakanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacya Desatarine His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Pushpanjali. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacyadisatarine His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachyadi Satarine. The Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya 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 Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Samsara Gava Nalalida Loka Rana Yakarunya Ganat Ganatvan Saradava Nalalida Loka Ranaja Karunya Ganat Ganatvan Prachasya Kaliana Gunarnavasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasura Sena Chakampa Shrudharanga Bhajo Bande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Sringaratan Mandira Marjanado Juktasi Priyavakam Chanijunja Topi Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindan Chatur Vidasri Bhagavat Prasadam Shuadana Triptam Hari Bhakta Sangam Kritaiva Trippin Bhajato Shadhaiva Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sri Radhikama Davajora Para Mardhuya Lila Gunarupananam Pratishana Shwadana Lalupasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Sidhve Jajali Bhir Jukthira Pekshanija Jajali Bhir Tatrati Dasya Ati Balabhasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindan Chadaridhe Nachamastachastre Bhuktastathas Bhaviyatai Vasadvi Kento Prabhu Priya Eva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Jasya Prasadam Bhagavat Prasadam Jasya Prasadam Nagati Budhopi Jasya Prasadam Dajan Sudvantasya Jasya Trisandhyan Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Thank you. charanara vendan, bande guru sri charanara vendan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaja Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Duravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. Namaste Duravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. ISKCON Pandara Charya Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Paribhita Astasharu Satasi Srimad Divine Grace is the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Gurunji Gauranga.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, dear devotees, for participating in this most auspicious event, celebrating the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. And now, the next part of the festival is that we invite all of you to come downstairs for honoring the prasadam that has been offered to Srila Prabhupada in this most auspicious day. Thank you. Hare Krishna.